Rocker Johnny Rotten, Wokeness Pushed by Children Coming Out of Colleges with Shit for Brains. By Warner Todd Houston on April 30, 2021. Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Rotten says wokeness is a divisive political weapon being wielded by privileged, tempestuous, spoiled children, whom the media offer a platform to push their unpopular politically correct opinions. Wokeness, Johnny Rotten told the UK Times, is being used as a device used by the privileged to keep the working class in their place, the paper wrote. These people aren't really genuinely disenfranchised at all. They just view themselves as special. It's selfishness, and in that respect it's divisive and can only lead to trouble, the 65-year-old punk rock star said. I can't believe that TV stations give some of these lunatics the space. Where is this moral majority nonsense coming from when they're basically the ones doing all the wrong for being so bloody judgmental and vicious against anybody that doesn't go with the current popular opinion? Rotten, born Johnny Lydon in Britain, asked. Lydon placed the proliferation of political correctness at the feet of tempestuous spoiled children coming out of colleges and universities with shit for brains. And I put that in the most polite way. Lydon, who became a U.S. citizen in 2013, supported President Donald Trump and told fans he was voting for the president in 2020. The former Sex Pistols lead singer, who now fronts the band Pill, said he felt himself a kindred spirit with Trump. I feel for him in that respect because I've enjoyed the same hate, the same misunderstanding. You know, we go back to early punk, Pistols, Pill, everything I've done in my life, Lydon said. I know what it's like to stand up for what you think is right and to have to endure that continuous barrage of self-righteous, smug, pompous, condescending, we know better nonsense. I know what that's like. The rocker has a deep appreciation for the US and its people. I love being on a tour bus because I just stare out the window. I'm utterly amazed and transfixed by the difference of scenery from one state to another. The forests up north and the swamps down south, all of it, it's lovely. The people are very, very varied and very forgiving. A new country, new open-mindedness, I suppose. Like they're not really stuck down and nailed to the floor by class warfare. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.